Many towns across this country sent men and women overseas during World War II. And in many of those same towns, we honor those who gave their lives in that service. This is the case in Boone, Iowa. But you'll find that this story has an interesting second chapter that took place over 7 decades after the war. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dick Schaefer was a pilot in World War II from Boone, Iowa, but unfortunately, his parents received a letter from the U.S. government notifying them of his death in combat.
Captain Schaefer was flying as a lead pilot in a formation of 2 planes. The letter actually read that he failed to return from his visual reconnaissance mission over Germany.
As Maura McKay shares, the grieving family could not go to his burial place for quite some time due to the war taking place.
He was buried first behind German lines by the local Germans in a nearby town of Don that was there, and then he was moved to a missing in action cemetery. Finally, he was buried in the Lorraine American Cemetery in Saint-Avold, France.
Unbeknownst to Dick's family in the U.S., a German family discovered the crash site and had some of his personal items.
And I don't know if they picked him up and they were afraid that they were going to be blamed for something in that. It was certainly tumultuous times in that war era, and maybe they were afraid that they would be accused of aiding and abetting the enemy.
But about 70 years after his death, something interesting happened.
At some point then, when the parents died and the children came in to the home, they discovered those items and returned those items to America, which we're very thankful for.
And those items, 7 decades later, came back to Boone County and the Historical Society. It's an interesting look at the life of a pilot who gave his life in battle, and a German family, perhaps afraid of the repercussions of reaching out to his parents, and the eventual return of those items, now on display to share the life of veteran Dick Schaefer. Traveling the Countryside in Boone, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.